Well, this all started just after midnight when a man pretending to be a suicide bomber entered the centre's food court. The explosion was followed by masked gunmen storming the centre, firing at random and taking hostages. After a few minutes of chaos, armed police, who hadn't been briefed about exactly what they'd be confronted with, arrived to try and get the situation under control. Around 800 volunteers took part in the exercise. Some were playing casualties, others covered in fake blood and gunshot wounds. It was all to try and get emergency services here, ready for a possible Paris or Brussels-style attack, although police say there's no specific threat to the Trafford Centre. The exercise continues over the next 3 days, but mostly away from the public.